G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, lower 70s with wind gust at 35. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 44. As we enter Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies, upper 70s, and Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan offers many provisions that have long been priorities with farm groups, including $100 billion to connect the entire U.S. to high-speed internet. Also, $621 billion earmarked for transportation improvements, $115 billion for roads and bridges, $17 billion for waterways, and some $20 billion earmarked for fixing smaller off-system bridges, many of them rural. Also, some relatively modest climate provisions, they say, aimed at agriculture, including $1 billion for what's described as agricultural resource management and climate smart technology. Now, there are some key provisions for rural electric co-ops. The plan prioritizes support for broadband networks that are owned, operated, or affiliated with nonprofits and the RECs, and $10 billion earmarked to help RECs transition to clean power. Now, Republicans were quick to denounce corporate tax increases that will be used to pay for the spending. Association of Equipment Manufacturers, whose members include Deere & Company and Caterpillar, issued a pair of statements on the plan. First included an appeal not to increase corporate taxes. The second statement included an appeal for bipartisanship, saying that AEM wants to work with the administration and both parties in Congress to pass bipartisan legislation under some sort of regular order. The UK hosted the first ever G7 trade minister meeting yesterday. British International Trade Secretary Liz Truss focused primarily on countering unfair trade practices from non-market economies like China, as well as the need to make reforms at the World Trade Organization. The Biden administration has been reaching out across the globe for allies to confront China over trade, environment, and humanitarian abuses, and the British may be the key to that effort. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas court system is working to get caught back up after the COVID-19 pandemic, as the legislative estimates roughly 5,000 cases have been on the backlog, with juries not being allowed to get together because of social distancing.
Plea agreements, sentencings, probation violation hearings, motions, you know, all preliminary hearings, and the whole panoply of things that could take place in a courtroom, we've done everything except one, and that is the one we can't do. That's a jury trial.
That was Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett on KWCH News. The legislation passed by the state legislature suspends the state's statutory right to a speedy trial through May 1st of 2023. In other news, a woman who has been named Grace Doe after her remains were found in 1990 in southwest Missouri have been identified as Shauna Beth Garber of Kansas. Cake News reports that her body was found back in 1990 in farmland in McDonald County after an autopsy determined that she was raped and strangled roughly 2 months before the discovery. Good American Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Students in Kansas City are back in classrooms for the first time in more than a year. In-person classes resumed yesterday in one of the last districts in the state, still learning mostly virtual because of the pandemic. Yesterday is the date lawmakers set for public schools to begin offering in-person classes in a bill that Governor Laura Kelly has not yet signed. Most schools already returned to in-person classes, but because Kansas City was hit particularly hard during the pandemic, the district had only allowed a small number of students to return to the in-person classes before now. In other news, Republican lawmakers in Kansas are joining GOP colleagues in a nationwide effort to help tighten voting laws. Under the bill, candidates would be limited to delivering ballots for immediate family members. Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature argue that they're trying to prevent ballot harvesting that could lead to fraud. Critics of the measure say it would prevent disabled and some elderly voters from returning their ballots. The measure has passed the state Senate and is now going to the state House. If it passes the House, it is unlikely that Governor Laura Kelly may sign. The legislature is set to go on recess at the end of the week. Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. A Lincoln business lobbyist and Republican operative has won confirmation to Nebraska's State Health Board despite criticism from a handful of Democratic lawmakers. State senators voted 37-27 yesterday to confirm Bud Sidhorst to the State Board of Health. The board sets rules for a variety of healthcare professions, including doctors and nurses, and regulates people who work in those fields. Sidhorst is a former Nebraska Republican Party executive director who now serves as president of the Lincoln Independent Business Association. Nebraska's public health districts will be allowed to open up COVID-19 vaccinations to all residents who are at least 16 years old starting next week if they have an adequate supply of doses. Governor Pete Ricketts says the regional districts will have the option to do so starting Monday. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Nebraska State news here on the Mid-America Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. After a year of COVID-related shutdowns where many local events were suspended, it appears the 2021 events are at least being tentatively scheduled. Recent retail promotions in several area communities have been well received, and local merchants are noticing increases in business and traffic. May kicks off with the return of the White Way Car Run Saturday the 1st, with starting points in Atchison and Concordia, converging on a stop in Frankfort. Marysville Chamber and Main Street has announced that the Mother's Day Market will return this spring. Director Kate Tomer comments.
So we have the Mother's Day Market, which is May 8th and 9th. Following that, on May 20th, we have our first business after hours of the year, which is at Galloway, Uyghurs, and Brinegar, and they're celebrating their 75th anniversary. Big Blue River Days and the annual car show is June 4th and 5th.
And if people would like to participate as a vendor in any of this, or who should they contact?
They can contact Michelle Weitzel or myself.
The Big Kansas Road Trip, which includes Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties, which was postponed from last year, is May 6th through the 9th. The Washington County Rodeo returns June 11th and 12th, along with the Hanover Days of 49, June 25th and 26th. Summer events include Blue Rapids 150+1 celebration, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the rescheduled Beach Boys concert July 31st at Alcove Springs, and the Marshall County Fair has announced the carnival will return this summer. Another big fall event recently announced was the return of Boss Nationals to Marysville in September,
as well as the traveling Vietnam Wall exhibit rescheduled this fall in Marysville. Gloria Moore with Washington County Tourism noted some other activities.
Well, the Hollenberg Station will have their annual event in the fall, which they have. Of course, the Best Burger Contest has been there. The other outdoor events, Alacoque Springs will be doing their event this fall. And I think the treasure hunt along U.S. Highway 36, which encompasses everyone in September 17th, 18th, and 19th, will also be involved. It's just a matter of getting in your car, driving to a small town. We don't have to worry as much right now. And you can be safe and visit to like the Sixth Principal Meridian near Mahaska. Many people don't know about it. It's out in the country up against the Nebraska line. And it's being kind of renovated again if you've never been there. I've had some people from out of state just sent me some nice thank you notes for having it out there and open to the public. So we have, it's more going to be those little things that you find, those little niche things you find yourself. Of course, the U.S. 36 treasure hunt is always great and brings people from all over the United States.
Gloria Moore, a recent guest on our public affairs program, also commented on the Best Burger Contest initiated by the Kansas U.S. Highway 36 Association, whereby residents chose the best burger designation in each county along U.S. 36.
Each county could have their locals vote for who they consider the best burger. Washington County happened to be in Lynn American Legion was the winner. And in Marshall County, it was Little Haps and Home. And it was a great contest. You can go to the U.S. Highway 36 website or just put in U.S. Highway 36 Best Burger, and you will pop up with all the counties from Rawlins clear over to Donovan because everyone became involved, and it was a great contest. Everyone enjoyed themselves.
2 miles of K-99 in Marshall County were closed from Granite to Eagle Road Wednesday evening after a car and semi crashed, with the truck reportedly turning onto its side on K-99 Frontier Road. No other immediate details available on the accident, which was reported around 6:30 p.m. Judy A. Garten, age 77, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment at a later date in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Registration book Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Judy Garten. Hiroko Erdman, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. A graveside service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery at Barnston. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Hiroko Erdman.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Nordish Motor Company has the price reduced on a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox in red or white. They have a 2021 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather interior. They have a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. It's all new this year. And a 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, brand new under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries a complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-bag vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a high pressure system across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing sunny skies and dry weather, and we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the Easter weekend. We've been seeing some cooler temperatures out there as we've been seeing winds out of the north-northwest, but we'll finally start to see a warm-up. We'll see those winds shift back out of the south-southwest, bringing us some warmer temperatures for Friday, continuing into the weekend. Some areas on Sunday, we'll see temperatures well into the upper 70s and into the lower 80s, and we'll continue with dry weather for the early parts of next week and warm temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, lower 70s. Tomorrow night, clear, mid 40s. And for the Easter weekend, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Build the best Easter basket ever. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville makes it easy to surprise your loved ones. Start with a gorgeous basket and fill it with Melissa and Doug toys, sports team merchandise, luxury personal care items for him and her, interactive plush animals, and Russell Stover candy. Make it the best Easter ever with Reflections Hallmark, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late March, 62. Record high on this date, 92. The average low 35 and the record low is 13. Sunrise this morning 7:13, sunset this evening at 7:50.
Is gullible written on the ceiling? You may want to keep your guard up. It's April Fool's Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 1st, 2021, the 91st day of the year. The I Can See Clearly Now reggae singer Jimmy Cliff turned 73 today, and on this day in 1976, Steve Wozniak, Steve Jobs, and Ronald Wayne founded Apple Computers. That's not a joke, but everything else today might be. April Fool's has been around for centuries. Some date it back to the French switching to the Gregorian calendar in 1582. Others trace it back to festivals in ancient Rome, where citizens dressed in costumes and mocked each other. The most common theory is that it represents the vernal equinox, where Mother Nature fools us all with unpredictable weather. Either way, check the toilet seat for Saran Wrap today and fact check everything. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
SunMart believes that education is an important part of life and applauds Beatrice High School students who choose to excel in studies such as technology, debate, the arts, and all others that will give them a head start to a great future. From your friends at SunMart and Beatrice, shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Creative Thought supports the Pawnee City students who excel in academic areas and will assure success in the future, and a special salute to the education that parents and teachers give these scholars daily. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska. Smith Auto is proud of the Pawnee City High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, and so many other areas. These scholars deserve a round of applause. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, it's opening day. And as the Major League Baseball season begins, several players could reach important milestones in 2021. More from CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Thomas Boswell wrote, "The time begins on opening day. Time is running out for some baseball veterans like Detroit's Miguel Cabrera.
This one is gone!
MLB.com says Cabrera needs 13 home runs to reach the 500 mark and 134 hits to reach 3,000. His former teammate and current Washington Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer needs 216 strikeouts to reach 3,000. 300 is a magic number for the Reds' Joey Votto. For home runs, he's 5 away. And for the Yankees, Aroldis Chapman. For saves, he's 24 short. Odds are good for all of them if they stay healthy and if there's a full season. Peter King, CBS News.
3:10 marks the first pitch for the matchup with the Kansas City Royals and Texas Rangers today. Mid-America Network Sports.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all in one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Often injured, a Kansas City Royals shortstop Alberto Mondesi will begin the season on the injured list with a right oblique strain. That leaves the Royals without one of the most exciting players when they open the season against the Texas Rangers today. Mondesi was put on the injured list yesterday, retroactive to the previous day. Nicky Lopez was recalled from the club's alternate training site in Arkansas after he was sent there following a poor spring training at the plate. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says detectives have determined what caused Tiger Woods to crash his SUV in February, but would not release details. Woods suffered serious injuries in the crash just outside L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said yesterday detectives have determined what caused the collision, but claimed investigators need permission from Woods, who previously named his yacht Privacy, to release information about the crash. A police expert refuted Villanueva's privacy claims. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he expects to have full stadiums for the coming season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
When scouring catalogs, surfing the internet, and reading plant tags and seed packets, you'll see a hardiness zone listed. This is just one of the factors to consider when selecting a plant for your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most are referring to cold hardiness zones. These are designated areas based on the average minimum winter temperatures. See the USDA plant hardiness map to find your zone. Cold hardiness refers to a plant's ability to tolerate the cold temperatures in that zone. Heat hardiness zones are used less frequently. It refers to the average number of days with temperatures over 86 degrees. Check out the American Horticultural Society's heat zone map to find your zone. Perennials, trees, and shrubs are rated for their cold and sometimes heat hardiness. Selecting plants that thrive in your zone will increase your gardening success. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today, the meeting of the Strait and Cannon Rivers is probably not as important as it was 200 years ago, when Native Americans and frontiersmen regularly used the waterways as their highways. But here, at the confluence of those two rivers, a man would found and generously give to a town that still bears his name. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
The Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Minnesota became a state in 1858. By the beginning of the Civil War, one of its largest cities was at the confluence of the Cannon and Strait Rivers.
By 1860, this town had 1,000 people in it, so really exploded quickly.
Sue Garwood is the executive director of the Rice County Historical Society and is speaking of Faribault, Minnesota. It was Alexander Faribault who established a fur trading post here in the 1830s and made this his home for the rest of his life.
It's a pretty impressive list of people who came. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Frederick Douglass, Mark Twain all made sure that Faribault was on their stop when they came to Minnesota.
Alexander Faribault was not only well known in his community, but in his young state. He gave generously to others and helped his town grow in the process.
He kind of knew everybody. That connection to and knowledge with everyone is partly why Faribault has all of the amenities it has. Those were all made and became possible in part because of efforts that Alexander did to promote and build the town.
Alexander was part Dakota, and his kinship with the natives of this area was important throughout his life, especially after the Dakota War of the 1860s.
The Dakota, who after the War of 1862, there were about 80 who returned to Faribault. They lived on Alexander Faribault's land, and the Indian agent who came here about 5 years after they'd been here reported that they were wholly dependent on Alexander.
Today, many of the institutions that Faribault helped establish remain and flourish in the city. He was the founder who truly worked to help the town succeed well after his death. Traveling the Countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Make your move and join a great team at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Immediate openings for cooks, servers, and dishwashers, both full and part-time, are available now. Offering competitive wages with consideration for experience and extras like paid vacation for full-time employees. Flexible hours based on your schedule, but evenings and weekends are required. This would make a great second job for extra cash or a full-time opportunity with real potential. Hiring immediately. Contact Lori Snellings or Lori Parks, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Now hiring for all positions.
Is one of your backyard birds dragging a wing? It could be a sign that it's broken. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With a little TLC, you might be able to fix a broken wing as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable successful farming live.
If a chicken, duck, or other backyard poultry is favoring a wing, it might be broken. Jackie Jacob is a poultry extension project manager at the University of Kentucky. She says the bone structure in a bird's wing is very similar to human arms. The humerus is the large bone that starts at the shoulder joint and extends to the elbow. The ulna and radius bones reach from the elbow joint to the wrist, and the wing digits extend from the wrist. If you suspect a broken wing bone, carefully inspect it.
You have to manipulate the wing around gently because it's going to hurt if it's broken. First, you need to check for any wounds because especially if a dog did it, then it could have a wound or just the break itself could go through the skin. So you have to clean the wound. Don't use a detergent because that can be damaging to the wound tissue and very irritating to the poor bird.
Put a topical antibiotic on the wound and, depending on the season, an insect spray to prevent maggots. How you wrap the wing depends on which bone is broken.
If it's the radius and the ulna, then you can do a figure eight wrap to immobilize the bones. You need to do it at least 3 times. You want it tight enough that the bones are supporting each other, but not so tight that you're cutting off circulation. If it's the humerus bone, you might need to wrap it around the body as well to immobilize the shoulder.
It takes about 2 weeks for a wing to heal. In the meantime, Jacob says you can help alleviate the pain by dissolving 5 regular aspirin in 1 gallon of the bird's drinking water. Learn more about healing broken wings at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be still, my soul.
Be still, my soul. and fear are gone. Sorrow for God, love's purest joys restored. Be still my soul when change and tears are past.
Favorite memories growing up involved my family's week-long summer vacations to the cabin. We spent days prepping menus, finalizing packing lists, and making sure everything was in order before we left. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. A little planning for those trips made all the difference. We could kick back and relax knowing we had everything we needed for a great week. Like preparing for vacation, creating and following a financial strategy requires some thoughtful planning. First, ask God to give you guidance as you manage your financial resources. This should be at the forefront of all your decisions. Then start to plan out your long-term goals and include things like your family's goals, emergency savings, investing, and retirement. Your plan should also factor in some day-to-day expenses like your car payments, your mortgage, and your groceries. And don't forget to incorporate giving in your short and long-term budget so you can live more generously. Like planning a family vacation, make sure you're thoughtfully preparing as you create your financial strategy.
A line of tractors powered not with gasoline or diesel fuel, but with electricity. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you found a seed lubricant that was better than the talc and graphite you've used for years, you'd want to use it, right? Let me point you to an innovative product called Dust, made from 100% U.S. soy. It's cleaner, safer, and it does the job. University tested and farmer proven in the field. Before you buy your seed lubricant for this planting season, visit lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST. Santa Rosa, California is home to Selectrac, a company that makes electric-powered tractors. Company founder and CEO Steve Heckeroth began building electric cars in 1990 and not long after got into tractors. Selectrac has four models, either in production or planned for launch. Heckeroth says upfront costs for an electric model are more, but maintenance is way less.
It has been a little higher for costs because the battery cost is constantly coming down and they're getting more efficient. So it's got a little higher cost, but there's hardly any maintenance. The mode only has one moving part compared to a diesel with like 300 moving parts. And there's no oil changes or anything like that.
Heckeroth says electric tractors perform as good or better than their fossil fuel counterparts.
The instant torque just blows people away because you don't have to wait for the diesel engine to come up to 2,000 RPM before you get your maximum torque.
Heckeroth says the company is taking orders now and a $1,000 deposit reserves a unit for delivery within 3 to 6 months, depending on the model. Learn more at Selectrac.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA says there are more winter wheat acres than had at first been thought, 33.1 million acres, according to the USDA.
That's up 3.4% from the seedings number back in January, so now 8.8% above what was actually planted last year.
That's Lance Honig with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. And that's the first increase in wheat seedings in the last 8 years. However, even at 33.1 million acres,
that does still represent the seventh lowest winter wheat planted area on record. So we're certainly not back to any significant levels, but definitely higher than we were a year ago.
And the stocks report showed wheat stocks down about 7% from previous numbers. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Slowly warming up, northwest Kansas, 39 to 42 degrees at a 2-inch soil depth. Warming a bit in southwest Kansas as too, up to 46 to 49 degrees, depending on exactly where you are. Central and south central Kansas, 45 to 48 degrees, the soil temperature. In central and southern Oklahoma, things are warming up quickly there, 52 to 55 degrees, a little warmer towards the south central and southeastern sections of Oklahoma. The panhandle still trailing behind. Panhandle soil temperatures 44 to 45 degrees. You get a little farther east in the panhandle, things begin to warm up. And we've got a pocket in far northeast Oklahoma that's still struggling a little bit with temperatures there in the 42 to 45 degree range. Ag News soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
A little cold weather never hurt anybody. But with typical number 2 diesel, it can do a number on your field equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. That's how Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Seasonally Enhanced optimizes cold weather performance. Or stick with your fair weather friend, typical number 2. Your choice. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden set to announce his infrastructure plan tomorrow, and it looks like he'll also propose the tax increases he wants to pay for it. The White House confirmed yesterday that the cost of the infrastructure package would be offset dollar for dollar. Biden is open to ideas or proposals from members of Congress if they have a different view, according to the White House press office. The plan is expected to include funding for climate initiatives as well as transportation infrastructure and broadband. The tax proposal Biden made during the campaign would raise $3.3 trillion over 10 years, according to analysis by the Tax Foundation. But the plan included several ideas that could give some Democrats as well as Republicans heartburn, including eliminating the step-up in basis on inherited assets. Also, congressional Republicans could face with a dilemma. Do they help negotiate an infrastructure package knowing it's paid for with tax increases, or do they stay on the sidelines giving up leverage over infrastructure provisions? The White House says the president's proposals for so-called social infrastructure, like expanded funding for child care, education, and health care, will be announced sometime in April. A leading moderate in the House, a Democrat Representative Tom O'Halloran from Arizona, suggests Congress should focus on long-term priorities when it comes to infrastructure, not necessarily on those shovel-ready projects. O'Halloran, a member of the Energy and Commerce and Ag Committees, co-chair of the Blue Dog Coalition, said it's going to take some time, a year or so, he said, to develop new programs and identify existing programs to improve roads, bridges, broadband, and other areas. He says a vision to improve the nation's infrastructure must look beyond the first 5 years. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Diversified crops can bring a healthy profit to the landowner. Learn how to incorporate nuts and fruit amongst the corn and soybeans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT AgriMax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT AgriMax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Value to your land by growing nuts and fruit within the rows of field crops. Sarah Taylor Lovell is an associate professor of landscape agroecology at the University of Illinois. She says tree species could include chestnut, hazelnut, pecan, pawpaw, and cider apples. Berry shrubs such as blackcurrant and aronia berry would mingle within the trees. One option for incorporating food trees and shrubs within row crops is called an alley cropping system.
You'd plant the trees in rows and have enough distance between those rows for the equipment to fit. So basically you determine that alley width based on the equipment that's available. So it may be 30 feet, it may be 60 feet, but then within that row is when you have the diversity of different trees and shrubs. So that's kind of the end goal.
Of course, there are concerns on how weed management and pesticide use would fit into this type of system. Farmers accustomed to traditional row crops may also be daunted by the long wait for nut trees to be productive. For the near term, Lovell says a more feasible approach would include planting the perennial crops on marginal quality land.
Like areas of the farm that are lower yielding because they might be wet spots or erodible soils or in riparian zones. And starting in those areas and seeing if farmers would be willing to transition. A lot of farmers have that odd field that's a smaller, really irregularly shaped field where they're already having trouble managing their equipment in there.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more on how food crops can diversify your farm at agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewin Berger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewin Berger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. After such a stellar day on Wednesday, things not looking so good today for corn, soybeans, or Kansas City wheat. May corn down 2.5, 561 and 3/4. July corn down 2 at 545 and a half. May soybeans down 30 and 3/4 at 1406. July beans down 26 and 3/4 at 1401. The products are taking a pounding as well. May soybean meal down $14.30 at 408.90. July's down $14.40 at 410.40. May bean oil is 59 points lower at 52.33. July's down a point at 50.75. So after those huge limit-up gains yesterday, we're taking all of that back so far today for soybeans and to a lesser extent, corn. Kansas City wheat is struggling as well. Same story. We had some huge gains yesterday, but Giving it up today. May KC wheat is at 562 and a half, down 13 and a quarter. July is at 569 and a quarter, down 12 and a half. So not a lot of positives when it comes to our corn, soybeans, or Kansas City wheat. In fact, all the three of the wheat markets are working lower. Cotton is taking a beating. May cotton is down 262 at 78.26. July is down 256 at 79.61. In the livestock complex, things not looking well for fat cattle. April live cattle down 80 at 120.22. June live cattle down 12 at 122.77. All the back months are lower as well. Feeder cattle are doing better. April feeders up 20 at 144.07. May feeders up 15 at 149.55. The back months are all up by more than a dollar. So a good look for feeder cattle here today. And hogs are doing nicely. April hogs at 101.65. That's up 60. May hogs are at 102 even. That's up 50 cents. So hogs looking pretty good right now. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
KNDY.
Darling,
station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.